Dean County District Attorney Brian Blanchard originally wanted Jensen to reimburse the state for more than $500,000. That amount covered Jensen's own pay as well as the salaries and benefits earned by those who worked under him. An arbitrator reduced the amount based on what he determined Jensen could pay, and Dane County Judge Stephen Ebert accepted the recommendation. Ebert also ordered restitution for Jensen's co-defendants. Former Assembly Majority Leader Stephen Foti and former Foti aide Sherry Schultz will each have to pay back nearly $58,000. District Attorney Blanchard says Ebert's ruling is the final chapter in the battle over restitution.
This is money that was wrongfully obtained. It was done with the supervision of these defendants and is really owed to the taxpayers, and now at least a portion of it will be paid back.
Jensen was sentenced to 15 months in prison earlier this year on 3 felony counts and 1 misdemeanor. The former Republican lawmaker is appealing that ruling. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.